Joaquin's told me he doesn't want to be my boyfriend anymore. But it's kind of hard to tell based on the way he's kissing me. We're sprawled out on the baseball fields behind Raccoon Hill Elementary, quietly thankful that the mosquitoes have disappeared like the hot nights of midsummer. Passion on his lips, his hands down near my hips, his body somehow finds mine in the dark. We are two boys kissing out in open space for the world to see, and it's just, God, I feel so fluffy and powerful and weak. So not me. My eyes squeezed shut, I pull him in closer. My body screaming more, more, more. I want this moment to last forever. Cut. Joaquin pulls away from me so quickly that my head jerks back and bangs against the grass. I groan, then watch as he awkwardly untangles our intertwined bodies. We clumsily break apart, two puzzle pieces that don't fit together no matter how much it looks like they should, and I miss him. This. Already. Did you get him? I sit up, wipe the slobber off my face. Gosh, I hope so. He's on his feet now, reaching for his Nikon. Imagine if we had to do this again. Ugh, I know. I pretend to shudder. Kissing is pretty much the worst thing ever. We should totally never do it again. Ever. Yep, never. He shoots me a classic Joaquin half-smirk, and I feel the tension in my chest unfurl. Our words are cruel, but we don't mean it. Just like that, we slide into place again. Well, I raise my hand to shield my eyes from the portable lights we dragged onto the field. Pulling them up now. He presses a few buttons on the camera, then glances at me. Here, let's look together. He sits beside me, and I rest my head on his shoulder as he toggles through the pictures. Okay, here's the first one. When we were just sitting down. Wait, why are your eyes closed? I can think of several reasons, but none of them say anything great about you. Yeah, whatever. He elbows me in the ribs. But anyway, so now we're straightening out the blanket, and here I'm kicking off my shoes. Oh, and now you're rolling up your sleeves. He narrates each picture as he flicks through, like I wouldn't otherwise recognize my own body. But I don't stop him because it's cute, and I feel lightheaded, and my lips are sore and still taste like late-night diner apple pie and vanilla ice cream. And hey, look, now we're kissing and... Whoa. What's wrong? A pit swells in my stomach, which is stupid, but it's there, and I shift uneasily on the blanket. Whoa is close to wrong, which essentially means bad, but I don't want to be bad, especially when it comes to kissing Joaquin. But when Joaquin turns to me, he's smiling, dimples aglow under the moonlight. These are amazing. They are, I say. We finally got it right? Yes, he excitedly taps the screen. It's the angles, babe, the angles. Don't you see? Truthfully, I don't. I take all my pictures on my $30 Walmart phone, so the portable lights, the bougie Nikon, the fancy remote Joaquin uses to take photos in rapid succession, this all means nothing to me. But it means something to Joaquin. They look nice. I'm falling well short of enthusiastic, but Joaquin's so wrapped up in our photos that he doesn't notice. He zooms in on another kissing shot, and I immediately look away. My face, his hands. My lips. It's too much. If I'm being really truthful, I hate all the pictures I take these days, even the ones with Joaquin. Even the ones where I know I look good. Ugly, prickly, disgusting, unappetizing. And that's just the stuff the Campfire Wars fandom says about me publicly. Pure, honest Joaquin. America's darling. Captor of everyone's hearts. Especially mine, would surely blush if he knew what they say about me in my DMs. These turned out so great, Joaquin says as he begins deleting the pictures. Yeah, so great that you have to immediately erase all evidence of them, apparently. He laughs, then elbows me again. Gotta make room for the real ones, right? Right. The real ones. The ones that matter.